We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
West Virginia wrapped up fall preseason camp Tuesday night under the lights in Milan Puskar Stadium. Listen to what Coach Neil Brown had to say about his team. That's coming up right after this.
While we anxiously await the return of Mountaineer sports, there are other athletes like you trying to stay in the game. Hi, it's Tony Caridi. Whether you suit up for WVU or just play for fun, don't let an injury keep you on the bench. The state's best athletes rely on world-class care from the same WVU Medicine Orthopedics team of experts that help you with sprains, broken bones, or anything life throws at you. It is a great day to be a Mountaineer with WVU Medicine. Call 855-WVU-CARE to schedule your appointment today.
Yeah, this is kind of our, we call it our special team scrimmage. And so we got a lot of really good work in. You know, we're a little bit behind on special teams. And we knew that by doing the split squad. Mentally, we know what to do. Our reactions and getting full coverage work, we're not where we need to be. I feel okay about our protection unit and punt. Got to still clean up some things in coverage. Kickoff, I think we've got the makings of a really good unit. We showed that tonight. And then both return units, we got to get better. And those are hard. You know, punt return and kickoff return are both really difficult to execute. And so we've got to continue to figure out personnel-wise who's the best fit. And then we got to work it, okay? We just got to work a bunch of live opportunities. But I thought but getting a lot of work in here in the stadium with officials, we needed it. And we'll get some of that work on Saturday as well.
Two full groups. Am I seeing that right? Is that common?
So what we did is we had two scout team units going, and we had a one and a two for each unit.
Okay.
And so we wanted to get all our ones and twos work on with all five: field goal, punt, punt return, kickoff return.
It's Tuesday now. Do you feel, end of camp, you feel better about where you're at with these guys right now than you were a week ago?
Or yeah, you feel better.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if any coach feels great about where you're at.
Yeah.
You know, we got some work to do. But we're getting to a point where our guys are tired of going against each other. So we're going to take tomorrow as an off day and then start game prep on Thursday. And the guys are looking forward to that, getting into a routine.
It looks like you're making progress at the run game. You worked it hard.
We weren't trying to focus on that tonight.
Yeah.
Really, we're trying to throw the ball and put the quarterbacks in some difficult situations. But we have. We've made some progress. All right. I'm not saying we've arrived yet, but we've made some progress. I like our running back room. I think our O-line has more cohesiveness right now than we had at any point last year. And that's not a knock on those guys last year. I just think that – the Zoom meetings and the communication and all those type of things really helped. And so I'm encouraged by where we're at.
You said Saturday you weren't real thrilled with your downfield passing. Look today like you were able
to. We hit some plays early. Bryce Wheaton had a nice day, and we did. Sean Ryan made a really nice play on a go ball. So we need to continue to work on it. We're going to have to hit some big plays. I mean, I think if you look at the teams that are really good on offense, they hit plays down the field.
You know, usually a coach is apprehensive about playing young guys at the beginning of the year, but this is what it's going to be for them out there. So there's not going to be that starry eye look because it's going to be an empty stadium. So does that impact the head coach a little bit?
There's going to be still some starry eyes. Man. Yeah. It's going to be fast.
Yeah.
And there's going to, you know, and it's first time the coaches aren't really out there. So we're going to play young guys. Yeah. We're going to let them play young guys week one, and we expect there to be some bumps on the road, but we really like the talent, and we're only going to play guys we feel like are ready.
I noticed that Tony Fields running around out there. He looks pretty athletic.
He is. He can run. He's definitely the fastest linebacker we have.
Yeah.
He's learning what to do, but he's definitely going to be a factor for us.
Last thing here, I notice at the end of camp, it seems like guys miraculously start recovering and getting better, and I see more guys running around out there. So
we got to get to the game, but you know we've kept injuries to a minimum, which I think is a credit to our strength staff and our athletic training staff and how we go about practicing. But we still got some time, so we got to be smart how we're going about the next week and a half. And guys are excited. We want them to be excited, and they should be.
You ready to talk about depth chart? Are you going to do that at your radio show, or wait till Monty releases it next week?
That's a good question.
Still haven't decided.
I haven't talked to Monty yet. waiting for Monty to give direction.
Man. Gotcha.
And that was West Virginia coach Neil Brown. The Mountaineers are off today. We'll begin practice Thursday in preparation for next Saturday's game against Eastern Kentucky at Milan Puskar Stadium. Game will kick off at noon and will be televised nationally on FS1. Thanks for listening.